Our Lord and teacher, on this night has washed our feet. And yes, we are to wash one another's feet. The disciples watched in that moment with Jesus with some indignation and astonishment. The Lord, a servant? This was a head scratcher for them, and it often is for us too. The Lord, our Lord and Savior, a servant? Well, Jesus is setting an example, a way of life that is to produce more life. And so he says to them, do as I have done to you. Well, just imagine a world, a whole world order, all of life, 24/7, 365, doing as Jesus has done. Wow. On this night, I want you to think deeply on that. Doing as Jesus has done. Well, the waters that flow from Jesus to us, they replicate the truth that we have come from God and you are not your own. They replicate the truth that we will go to God, that our future is assured. They replicate the truth that the space between you and others is filled with a basin and a towel. Replicate that as you travel with towel and basin, that you will be safe in vulnerability. You'll be treasured in obedience and free from all anxiety. Just replicate the truth that you are beloved and that Jesus will always yearn for a deep and abiding relationship with you and this creation. Jesus, he offered an example to his disciples that was a sharp alternative to all the available models around him. He broke that model of control used by the Roman Empire. He broke with the model of his religious context of stratification and purity. He broke with all the social realities that control and stratification, the things that they produce. And he found himself traveling free and light. He was truly with people. He was fully present. He was desiring to be fully known. In his great act of humility and washing, he broke with all the models of humanity that are visible in our own time and place. You know those things. The rat race of trivial productivity, the fear for survival, the frenzy of accumulation, and the deathly sense of self-sufficiency that we make it and we produce on our own. Well, then, to be sure that we had not missed the point, Jesus said to his disciples, a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. For all of you will know you are my disciples if you love one another. Well, in this act, Jesus summoned and constituted an alternative community in the world, a small community of people set down in the midst of ugly empires, a teeming, anxious world, a world that has yet really to know full love. For Jesus, this right here, a towel and a basin, servant life, servant love, servant compassion. For him, that was a sign of full life, abundant life. And they were living it right there with Jesus in the moment, right there with him. And yet, they were missing it too. People of God, Jesus does not want us to miss it, to miss the life that we have been given. T.S. Eliot maybe said it best when he said, I want to be cured of craving for something that I cannot find and of the shame of never finding it. Yes, craving, craving and craving, and then the shame and shame and shame of missing it. Well, it reminds me of the Disney movie Soul. I watched that with my family recently on a Sunday night. And the main character, Joe, a New York jazz pianist, a starving artist, if you will, he's pressured by his mom to take a real job, one with insurance and benefits, you know, a grown-up job. And he wants to live free, and he wants to strike it big on the big stage. So that's in contrast to her vision for his life. Well, one day he gets a call, and his friend owns a club. A famous jazz musician needs a new pianist to play that evening. So he goes there and he tries out, and boy, is she impressed, and he lands the job. On his exuberant walk home, totally distracted by his joy, he falls into an uncovered manhole, and now he's fighting between life and death. He finds himself on a conveyor belt toward the light of heaven, and he is running the opposite direction as fast as he can go, saying, "No, no, no, I got a gig and I can't miss it, so get me back down there." And while he busts out through a trapdoor, he lands in a space where souls are discovering their passions, where new souls are being born and then sent to earth. Well, he is assigned to mentor soul number 22, who absolutely hates earth and doesn't want to go. But they both end up flying back to earth at the same time. The new soul landing in his body in the hospital bed, and his soul landing in the therapy cat on the hospital bed. Well, the adventure moves on with the new soul beginning to discover the joy of living in his body outside that hospital room by the taste of New York pizza, greasy New York pizza. The joy of hearing someone else's story as he sits in a chair getting his hair cut. And through the falling of helicopter leaves from trees, gently catching them in his hand. And he, in the cat the whole time, watching her come to life, and him trying to get back out and into his body so that he can play that gig that he has been waiting for his whole entire life. Well, finally, it happens. He is back in his original body, and he gets there just in time to play the gig, just minutes to spare. And afterwards, there are standing ovations all around. It was absolutely the time of his life. And then afterwards, as they go outside to leave that evening, he asks the famous musician, "Well, what now? What next?" And she says, "Well, we'll be here every night doing the same thing, you know, again and again and again and again." And he looks bemused. And he goes home, and he looks around his apartment, and he wonders again, "Is this it? Is this it?" And through all kinds of adventures, back up to heaven and back down again to earth, he discovers his life wasn't meaningful or full because he was chasing that something and never finding it. It was actually in the real life moments, all along the way. Every single encounter mattering. Every moment of life mattering. Every leaf falling into the hand mattering. Life itself, you see, was the gift. And he had been missing out on the joy of it all because he was senselessly chasing the big thing that he thought would validate his life's meaning, forgoing, in the meantime, deeply meaningful relationships, forgoing care for the other, chasing and craving and craving and craving and complaining and missing it. Church, tonight, Jesus, on his last night with them, he is saying to his disciples, as he kneels again to wash them, "This right here is life. This right here is love. And this is what it's about. And every moment can be lived, no matter what those moments hold, with love and compassion. And so pay attention and live everything. Live absolutely everything. Because as you hear, in a moment here, this Easter Alleluia song, that full Jesus story, the story of his life, is going to show you how he lived it all, how he lived everything, and that it was all for you, this creation, this world. And that is why we still sing Alleluia today.